rest of the story. Once upon a time, on the deadly borderline where Hell's Kitchen butts Harlem, there was a New York street punk named Jack. He ran with a gang. He rumbled with fists and rocks and knives and zip guns. He aimed to own the pavement. He was 8 years young. But Hell's Kitchen grows a boy into something more before your eyes, and Jack grew quickly. He learned the ins and the outs and the ups and downs of guarding the turf and watching the cops and knowing the score and staying alive. One day while playing hooky from this prep school for hoods and cons, Jack encountered something unexpected in himself. His older sister wanted more out of life than the prison of Hell's Kitchen, so she had enrolled in a dancing class. And the little tough guy made fun of her for doing it, until one day when she made him come with her. "Somebody's got to keep an eye on you," she told him, "and at least I'll know you're not in trouble." And so here we have Jack sitting in a chair, surrounded by girls his sister's age, and he's watching something that made no sense to him at all. And what he did next was entirely predictable. He tried to disrupt the class. First, he made faces at the girls when the instructor was not looking. Then, growing bolder, he began making irritating noises. What surprised Jack was that even though the dance teacher surely knew what he was trying to do, she ignored him. So he made the noises louder, and still she ignored him. Until the class was almost over. The last item on the agenda was a jumping exercise. Suddenly, the instructor spun round, stabbed a finger at Jack, and she said, "All right, little brother, if you've so much energy, get up out of that chair and do these jumps." And she added, "Let's see if you can jump as high as the girls." For the dare was irresistible. Jack sprang to his feet, determined to prove himself superior. And with all of his might, he leaped into the air, and then again. And on the third jump, something happened deep inside him. It was a feeling of inexplicable exhilaration, a feeling of freedom that he had never known before. And all Jack knew for certain was that he wanted that feeling again, and again, and again. Next time his sister's dancing class convened, Jack did not have to be persuaded to tag along. This time he wanted to learn with the rest of the students. His buddies in the gang, most of whom were much older, would not have understood, would have called Jack a sissy, and might have said or done worse. So the little tough guy would do what he could to avoid exposure. By no way would he abandon that incredible gravity-defying sensation. Not then, and not ever. Well, since the story that I've just related, 5 decades have come and gone, during which in the world of international ballet, there emerged a titanic talent called Jacques d'Amboise, protege of the immortal Balanchine, member of New York City's City Ballet at 15, founder of the National Dance Institute, and one of the finest classical dancers of modern times. It is said that d'Amboise, in his prime, was best known for his amazing leaps. Well, that's not all that amazing, is it? Once you've learned the rest of the story.